The city is running with sickness and hate. The dump truck of doom was seen at the gate by prophets who were paid to foresee the past, and an unlucky milkman who ran out of gas. Various signs were read by sundry seers who examined the insides of a dead crow's ears. This angered the other crows who protested the intrusion. They bitterly cawed at the prophet's morbid delusion. Nothing less, the signs are clear. The beginning's long past and the end is near. People have no politics or beliefs for the dime. The poetry's full of dust and has ceased to rhyme. Solicitors stutter, their hearts full of doubt. The sun dips into the sea and madness breaks out. Packs of dogs attack donut stands. With jelly, snarled fur, and glazed eyes, they make desperate plans. The children have gone insane doing wild Irish jigs. Joggers are attacked in the park by a single mad pig. The dump truck of doom coughs and ignites. Cat cocks his head at the sound and asks for a light. He started the smoke, the pressure's extreme. The end is swirling close like a bad opium dream. Decisions. A thousand army ants laugh and dance a Watusi while convicts are forced to watch reruns of I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy. The end is near. Metaphysicians are chanting Latin in the sewer, attempting to contact the Pope, who is exposed as a closet agnostic, then found swinging dead at the end of a rope. The moon's blood purple skies are cloudy, the signs are clear. E pluribus unum ipso facto, the end is near. It begins a fiercely raining pineapple juice. Someone broke into the zoo and ate a mongoose. This was all predicted by the prophets of doom, who burnt down the manger and rented a room. The prophets got some cocaine from a scotch-crazed punk who fronted it out, not aware the end was near, being exceedingly drunk. Locked in their rooms, the prophets partied, singing Black Sabbath songs till they're out of breath. They got very stoned while talking about God, scaring each other to death. One prophet got on the phone, called his mom, figuring the least he could do was warn her that damnation, destruction, and despair were just around the corner. The end is near. Truck rolled down Broadway, opening its bins, releasing millions of locusts who'd been waiting within. The scotch-crazed punk took a fearful slip from his bottle that was now filled with pineapple rain. He grimaced, then hurled the bottle into the park, hitting a single mad pig, driving it further insane. The pig, consumed with anger, attacked the dogs, who were gorged with donuts and sweets. The dogs, full of fear and eclairs, ran headlong blindly into the street. Without thinking, the dump truck of doom honks and swerves, crashing into a mini mall. The rain stops, skies clear. The army ants cease dancing and return to their homes. The dead crow shakes his head and comes alive. The next day, politicians roundly condemn wild Irish jigs and pass an ordinance against throwing bottles at heroic pigs. The prophets wake up, hungover, thinking they're dead early the next morning. Groggily, they study the crashed truck, stare balefully at the gathering crowd, and sternly announce, "Let this be a warning. The city is running with sickness and hate. The dump truck of doom was seen at the gate. Let this be a warning. The city is running with sickness and hate."